Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Mullen, Tuffolks, arrive with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Mullen, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genres of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Bollard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. And we're starting with a lady we haven't had on the programme. Well, I don't think so. Her name, Cleona Hagan. And something at the back of my mind tells me this isn't an Irish song. But whenever Irish people to get together for a sing-song, this one usually rears its head.
Let him go, let him tarry, let him sing for, let him swim. He doesn't care for me, and I don't care for him. He can go and find another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy. Farewell to cold winter, summer's come at last. Nothing have I gained, by my true love I have lost. I'll sing and I'll be happy, like a bird up on the tree. For since he deceived me, I care no more for he. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me, and I don't care for him. He can go and find another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy. He wrote to me a letter saying he was very bad. I sent him back an answer saying I was awful glad. He wrote to me another saying he was well and strong. But I care no more about him than the ground he walks upon. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me and I don't care for him. He can go and find another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy. He can go to his old mother now, set her mind at ease. I hear she is a cold old woman, very hard to please. For slighting me and talking little is all she ever done. Because I was curtain, her great big ugly son. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me and I don't care for him. He can go and find another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me and I sure don't care for him. He can go and find another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy. Yes, I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy.
Hey. Let him go. Let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim, Cleona Hagan. Around the late 50s and early 60s, Hank Loughlin was becoming very, very popular in Ireland. People were buying his material. So he decided to come on an Irish tour, and he was a huge success. So much so that he recorded some Irish material, including this song. And, you know, I don't think we would have a Sounds Irish programme without including this song, sung by somebody or other. Here, Hank Loughlin does a great job on it.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Cottam and see the sun go.
I think he sang that really well. Hank Loughlin and Galway Bay. And now for a bit of fun from Brendan Shine. Who else? This track is entitled I'm Not the Only Cowboy in the West. And in this case, he's talking about the West of Ireland and how he dreamed as a child being a cowboy. And, well, it's self-explanatory. I'm not the only cowboy in the West, though I'm living in the last place that God blessed. I just think it's a nice little track. Brendan Shine, take it away.
I'm not the only cowboy in the West. I'm not the only cowboy in the West. Though I'm living in the last place that God blessed. I wear brown boots, I've got tattoos, I've Elvis on my chest. But I'm not the only cowboy in the West. I spent some time in New Orleans playing the old trombone. And I traveled round the world until I had my wild oats on. But I miss that easy way of life that I had left behind. And the farm down on the Shannon side was always on my mind. I'm not the only cowboy in the West. Though I'm living in the last place that God blessed. I wear brown boots, I've got tattoos, I've Elvis on my chest. But I'm not the only cowboy in the West. home kept calling me, so I made my way back to the cattle and the farm. 10 years I'd been away. Sometimes the going gets mighty tough, it puts me to the test, but I'm not the only cowboy in the West. I'm not the only cowboy in the West, though I'm living in the last place that God blessed. I wear brown boots, I've got tattoos, a belt on my chest, but I'm not the only cowboy in the West. Cowboy songs since I heard them as a boy, and I dreamed about the old campfire beneath the summer sky. From the first time I saw Trigger with Roy Rogers on his back, as he rode into the sunset along that dusty track. I'm not the only cowboy in the West, though I'm living in the last place that God blessed. I wear brown boots, I got tattoos, a Elvis on my chest, but I'm not the only cowboy in the West. I'm not the only cowboy in the West.
I felt a yee-haw coming on there. Brendan Shine, I'm not the only cowboy in the West. Now here's a lovely track from Johnny McAvoy. I'm a big fan of Johnny, as you all know. And this is the man who's returning back home after being away, and he comes back and he sees, well, what's left of his father's house, and it brings back memories.
The gable wall is all that's left now. The old thatched cottage has fallen down. I dry my eyes as I fondly remember the days of long ago when I was young. In my father's house, we were poor, but we were rich in love. No TV, but music there was plenty of. And my mother hummed her melodies, and we all sang along. In my father's house, when I was young, come the time when I am older, my own children are reared and gone. I wonder then, will they fondly remember the days of long ago when they were young? In my father's house, a smile will greet you at the door. A gentle word, weary traveler there was welcome for. And at night time neighbors rambled in and might stay till 12 or 1. In my father's house, when I was young. Thank you. The years have passed, and times are changing. The rambling house has almost gone, but I still hear the laughter of children. Just as long ago, when I was young, in my father's house, we were poor, but we were rich in love. No TV, but good times there were plenty of. And we made the best of what we had, and sang a happy song. In my father's house, when I was young, in my father's house, when I was young.
Johnny McAvoy and My Father's House. And I just wonder if anybody listening to the programme this week, listening to that song, hailing from Ireland and feeling a bit lonely, will think back to their house when they were young. Now, this next track has wonderful atmosphere. It's a live recording of the singer Glenn Daly, and he's in Glasgow and he's in the theatre, and he comes on stage and he sings this song, and the audience participation is wonderful. And Kathleen, if you're listening, this is for you.
I'm in love with a charming young lady. She's the fairest young queen on earth. She's a gem of the very first water, and proud to be Irish by birth. I met her neath yon shady willow. I kissed her, she liked it so well, and she blushed like the fairest of the flowers that grow in yon mossy green dell. Kathleen, so fair and bright, star of evening, dark night, through shady glen and meadow green, I'd love to roam with my Kathleen. So fair and bright, star of evening, dark of night, through shady glen. Oh,
Wasn't that fabulous? Glenn Daly and all the crowd in the theatre joining in the praises of My Kathleen. And now two for the price of one. Sean Wilson and Tony Mack singing the praises of Paddy Riley's Daughter.
There's a girl that I love way down in the valley, and she means all the world, you know, to me. And if I could take her hand, I'd place a wedding band that would make me as happy as can be. This maiden so fair, with her long golden hair, and she's barely touching 30 years. And I'm going to tell her father and her mother that I love her. My feelings I'll make to them so clear. Oh, Paddy Riley, man, can I take your daughter's hand? I want her to come along with me to a world of our own, where we can build a home near the valleys and the lakes in Ireland green. Her father said to me, my boy, now if you please, take my daughter for your loving bride. You must give a ring a gold, or to have and to hold, you will wed my daughter in the summertime. Oh, Paddy Riley, man, can I take your daughter's hand? I want her to come along with me to a world of our own, where we can build a home near the valleys and the lakes in Ireland green. Oh, Paddy Riley, man, can I take your daughter's hand? I want her to come along with me to a world of our own, where we can build a home near the valleys and the lakes in Ireland green. A world of our own, where we can build a home near the valleys and the lakes in Ireland green.
Sean Wilson and Tony Mack, and telling us the story of Paddy Riley's Daughter. And there was some nice accordion work on there, wasn't there? And now I'm going to do something that I love doing on Sounds Irish. It's playing some of the old Irish songs from yesteryear. Dingle is down in County Kerry, and it's well known for its fishing. And this is Connie Foley. Now, recently we played Connie singing The Wild Colonial Boy. This is a very old recording, so do please make allowances. But I think the lyrics tell the story of Dingle Bay.
The sun is creeping towards the westward. The fleet is leaving Dingle Shore, their brown sails glistening in the sunset as they reach the fishing ground near Skellig Moor. And through the night men toil until the day breaks. At home their wives and sweethearts kneel and pray that God will guard them and protect them and send them safely back to Dingle Bay. I see the green isle of Valencia. I mind the caves around Loch Hay and garnets winging with abandon as they mark the silver store that comes their way. I also see a ship on the horizon. She's sailing to a country far away, and on board are exiles feeling lonely as they wave a fond farewell to Dingle Bay. Now years have passed since I came westward, and time has left me old and gray. I sit and muse about my childhood and the happy days I spent near Dingle Bay. In memory, too, I see the hill of Brandon. The Isle of Inishmore seems far away, and I'm longing always for my homeland and that little cot I left near Dingle Bay.
Well, as I said with one of the earlier songs we played on the programme, I hope somebody who is listening to that now was transported back to Dingle Bay in the days of their childhood. Connie Foley and My Dingle Bay. Now it's country and Irish time again, and one of the queens of Irish country, been singing for quite some time now. I'm going to play for you a track by Susan McCann. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of her material, but here she's giving a lovely version of the song Irish Eyes.
In dreams I see
Susan McCann taking us on a little tour of Ireland, as well as singing about the beauties of the Irish eyes. Now, before I play this next track, I think a little explanation is required. Ireland has many bogs, and for many years people used the turf from the bog. We call it turf. In other parts of the world it's called peat. But the turf from the bog, firstly for heating and for cooking. And they used to go out once a year and cut the turf. They had a special tool in which they cut the turf away from the bog into sort of oblong shapes. And they would bring it home and store it and let it dry. Here's Kieran Rosny. We had him on the programme last week. He's telling us about the event of going to the bog and cutting the turf. It's called the old turf sod. I think you'll get the idea as you listen.
For some it's religion, for us it's tradition, handed down from my father and his father before. It only comes around one time a year. We sharpen the sling, crack open the beer. Up bright and early at the breaking of dawn, we tack up old Nettie, pull him out of the barn. Load up the cart and the bottles of tea, and off to the bog, my daddy and me. With the smell of the heather and the croak of the frog, there's no better place than life on the bog. Some people burn that timber dry log, but you can't beat the heat of the old turf sod. My dad does the cutting and I do the catching. Nettie carts out the bogey all on his own. But he surely knew when his work day was done, up with his head and the way home he would run. Later that night we'd all gather round, lay our cards out and put our pennies right down. Who played the jack and kept that ace alive? Oh, thank God for the old 25. With the smell of the heather and the croak of the frog, there's no better place than life on the bog. Some people burn that timber dry log, but you can't beat the heat of the old turf sod. With the fun stocking and stacking it high, it won't be long now before the wind blows it dry. Cart it all home, clamp it high in a reef, while the children run round playing hide and go seek. How I long for those old times again, the cutting of the turf and playing cards with my friends. Oh, how those times have moved quickly along, and all we've left is cherished memories of the days long gone. With the smell of the heather and the croak of the frog, there's no better place than life on the bog. Some people burn that timber dry log, but you can't beat the heat of the old turf sod. With the smell of the heather and the croak of the frog, there's no better place than life on the bog. Some people burn that timber dry log, but you can't beat the heat of the old turf sod. I know you can't beat the heat of the old turf sod.
Take it home.
No, you can't beat the heat of the old turf sod.
Well, Kieran Rosner, it is quite true. You can't beat the heat of the old turf sod. And we're still on the subject of bogs because for many years in rural Ireland, the only road out of the village was the bog road. It led to the bog and further beyond. Rowley is, well, he's singing a song here where he's over here in Broadway and he's thinking back to the old bog road from the village. And as I say on Sounds Irish every week, to get the real benefit of some of these Irish songs, you do have to listen carefully to the lyrics.
My feet are here on Broadway, this blessed harvest morn. But oh, the ache that's in my heart for the sod where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from working cold and heat. And oh, to swing a scythe today through fields of Irish wheat. Had I the chance to journey back along a king's abode, I'd sooner see the hawthorn tree on the old bog road. My mother died last springtime when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbors said her waking was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled high beside her bed. And Farron's church was crowded when a funeral mass was said. And here was I on Broadway while building bricks for Lowe. And they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. Our life's a weary puzzle, past finding out my man. I'll take the day for what it's worth and do the best I can. No one cares a rush for me. What needs to make a moan? I'll go my way and draw my pay and smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart must know its grief, or little be its load. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog.